Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Let's podcast. Thursday. We're on our SOS.
I think we just figured out I'm really good at fake fencing, too.
You did. Not bad. Not bad.
Pretty good, you guys.
You need to work on your footwork.
You're talking about footwork with fencing?
Footwork.
For what you did? I don't want to throw anyone under
was
the
my
bus.
I thought my footwork was good. Stop. Hang on.
You think my footwork's bad?
Let me see it.
You're doing this on the podcast?
Yeah, this is
you can't see anything.
Great visual for the podcast, but just know that I'm doing really funny fencing pantomiming.
Here we go.
See, I
don't think your arm is straight.
No, his arm's fine.
That's it.
Yeah.
I think that's better.
That's better.
But you were like galloping before. You need to like
you kind of have to gallop.
Well, no, because you were like
you're like taking strides.
Okay, now you do it. I get to be the judge.
You're the fencing judge?
Yeah.
I think I'm better at withdrawing my fence.
Probably. Kyle pulls it out from behind his back like it's a...
Okay.
Like he's got a fencing sword holster.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I'm ready to duel, unlike you.
You know what school has a really good fencing program?
What?
Not Mizzou.
Thank God.
It's Penn State, actually.
Really?
They were like national champions for like year after year after year for the longest time. I know this because I randomly heard about it in middle school.
Oh.
And what are you watching hype videos?
I'm pulling up a fencing video so I can judge which one of you did a better job.
So wait, you don't even you were like, I want to be the judge. And you've never seen fencing before?
I want to make sure I'm judging fairly.
I don't think she's ever seen fencing before.
Not a chance. I mean, how much I've seen I Love You, Ma'am. That has a lot of fencing in it.
Mel said, I want to be the judge. And she had never seen it before.
Why does nobody ever ask me to ref a basketball game?
Do you want to ref? Basketball?
Well, I got to look at a video.
Yeah, I
got to
look up the rules. All I know is that a dog can't play basketball. There's no rule about it.
No, they're... There
ain't no rule that says a dog can't play basketball.
All I know is that a dog can play basketball.
According to this, Kyle wins.
For what?
Better fencer.
The footwork? Look at the footwork.
Yeah, but there is a lot of pulling the arm way back.
Yeah, that's what I was doing.
Going like this?
Yeah, little jabs.
It goes
it's quicker.
No,
all
you got
the way back.
You got to pull it all the way back.
It's an all the way back
there
pull.
There you go. You're getting better. You're doing great, man.
What?
It's fine to be the second best fencer in this group.
I used to have a Penn State fencing t-shirt.
Well, you're just a fan, and that's fine.
I would wear it.
Sometimes
to
fans can't be as good as the athletes.
Funny. Okay.
Wonder if there's a fencing club in Chicago that we could put this to
I'll
the
bet
test
you
at.
There is. Oh, yeah, you guys should do that.
Yeah, Mel, sign us up. I'll go.
What, a fencing club?
Yeah, you and I. Just one mat. Just we learn for a day, and then we take each other on. We take it to the mat, as they will.
Take it to the mat. Is that what they say?
Mel, and he thought he was a better fencer than me? Oh, my God. That's so embarrassing. You know what
take
I love?
Take it to the court.
All right, the last. Ooh, Notre Dame actually has a really good fencing program.
It's Midwest, baby.
They've won 4 of the last 5.
My God.
Well, look
and,
here.
Well, they keep killing.
Harvard won in 2024. That's the only team that's.
They keep killing the competition.
There's a lot of fencing places in Chicago.
I'd love to see the Notre Dame Fighting Irish logo with a little fencing because he's already got the stance down.
Yeah, he could do it.
He could do it. Fencing Center of Chicago, Red Star Fencing Club Chicago, Windy City Fencing, Lincoln Square Fencing, and ooh, the list
yeah.
goes on.
Since 1990, Penn State won in 90, 91, 95, 96, 97, 98, 99, 2000, 2002.
Oof.
They went on a 5-year stretch where they didn't win. One in 2007.
Did they fire their coach?
2009, 2010. They should have, honestly. Yeah,
they went through a streak.
There's a level of excellence that is.
So is it only Penn State, Harvard, and Notre Dame?
Ohio State has had a few in here.
Mm.
St. John's randomly. Columbia. Columbia's been in here a few times.
Nerds.
Does only fancy colleges have fencing? It seems like it's like a sport that would be at like Harvard or
yeah.
something.
Yeah. Well, Harvard won in 2024. And Harvard, they call. They call Harvard the Mizzou of the Ivy League.
Yeah, way to really flub that line like you flubbed your footwork with fencing, my friend.
Listen, I'm going to take a real sword and stick it in you.
I'd like to see you try. My footwork will be better.
Are they called swords?
Maybe they're called fences. Maybe it's a fence.
No, that's a Denzel Washington movie.
Grateful. Grateful.
Fencing sword name. The foil.
The foil.
The saber.
Saber.
Ooh, saber.
I like that.
That's a good name. They also wear beekeeper helmets.
Mm-hmm.
You ever seen them?
Yes.
How can you get anything done in one of those things?
If you guys are going to do a fencing challenge, you should also do like a rowing challenge.
Okay,
that's
now you're
also
just adding.
Yeah, you're just like making us
rowers.
Compete in the Olympics.
Yeah, like fancy no, Olympics.
Like,
though.
And maybe like weightlifting and downhill skiing.
Oh, I can downhill ski. I'm down.
What about long jump?
Yeah. It's like, oh, we sign up for one thing. Mel's like, I'm going to sign you up for everything.
Mel's like, what about the 300 hurdles? 300 meter hurdles.
No, let's do those hurdles where you have to jump in the water.
You know, the steeplechase.
Yeah. Makes me laugh every single time.
There's a popular event just outside of Nashville called Steeplechase, but it's with the horses. And every year they go to it and people dress up. It's like a Nashville's version of like the Kentucky Derby. Uh-huh. People like dress up and tailgate it. And I don't know if anyone ever actually watches the horses race in the steeplechase, but.
Oh, I'm sure they do. They probably place bets on that stuff, right? They place bets on everything now.
Possibly. So it's not like a full size, like race, like horse racetrack. It's not that big.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically just like a giant, like field almost.
Perfect for Mel.
Huh? Wait, what do you mean?
You're a horse.
Got her. Got her.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You know what right now is a perfect time for? Off what? Topic. But I'm getting out ahead of this. Planning holiday parties. Hear me out.
Like Christmas parties?
Right now is the time to do it. Because if you wait even a couple more weeks, your weekends are going to start filling up.
Facts.
And every year we try to explain this to my family and Haley's family of like, when are we doing Christmas? And every year they'll be like, can't we decide after Thanksgiving? And we'll be like, you can. But here's the thing. We're going to get asked to do other things that's going to be hard for us to get out of. Like our, and mostly with friends though. We tell our friends this every year. Hey, if you want to have a holiday party this year before Christmas, you have to book it
now.
Yeah,
you got to get it quickly.
We just booked our first
holiday. Does that include Halloween or are you just strictly talking Christmas?
I'm just strictly, but you can, Halloween does not fill up.
Well, we have to like worry about that stuff with Kennedy because her birthday's in December 18th. It's like so close to Christmas. We have to do like, we have to do early December.
Yep.
And like get it in. Mm-hmm. Like we got to send out save the dates for her birthday.
Basically. Oh, that's funny because mine must have gotten lost in the mail.
We haven't sent them out yet, actually.
I
didn't get. Did you get one last year?
Okay, first of all, neither of you are getting one, so wait by the mailbox.
Cool.
But
yeah, fun.
My mom is. I don't know about you guys, because like we always have to go out of town for our like family Christmases.
Mm.
And my mom.
When can you put a stop to that? You have two kids.
It's coming. It's very soon. Because we're getting to the point where it's like.
I've never been able to stop doing that.
We got to start doing Christmas at home.
It's driving me crazy.
Because where you go? You go to
Michigan.
Michigan with your sister?
Mm-hmm.
Um,
are you talking Christmas Eve though, or you do full-blown Christmas?
Like the whole thing? Like the weekend, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like we
because
go.
Because you're further away.
Yeah, right. I'm not driving distance away. Yeah.
2020 when I didn't have to travel for Christmas?
Oh, right.
So great.
And that's, really? we're kind of.
Oh, yeah. Wake up, get to have some booze right away. Don't have to worry about like bouncing around to five different places. Right. Get to have your own dinner that you want. Oh, so great.
And like as the girls get older, coordinating with Santa and telling him to go to different houses, mm-hmm. you know, rather than mm-hmm. just come to our house.
Well, the whole thing too of like I love my family. I love spending time with them. But like when you live in the city and then you have to drive to the burbs and then it turns into like, oh, we're going to have drinks. It's like, well, I have to drive.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to. So it's okay, cool. Like I'm having fun. But like after dinner, it's like, yeah, I'm not going to really hang because I'm going to go home.
Right. That's like me after work. Like, I always want to just get blasted and just drink my sorrows away from having to come into work every single day.
I noticed
that. But I can't because I have to drive back to the burbs.
That's so responsible of you. You could be like Mel, who just drinks while she's here. And
she could. Yeah, I
could.
There's
a lot of beer in the refrigerator in the office.
A lot less after you visit in there.
Well, you know what?
Riverside.
Sometimes a girl's got a drink.
That river is flowing of wine.
Mel's just doing squats over here.
I'm stretching.
Wait, my mom's funny, like when she comes to like planning, like she loves to get so far out ahead of it.
Mm-hmm.
So she'll be like, Oyston.
Wait, she doesn't say it like that.
No, she does. That's how she talks. She goes, Oyston, you need to, she's like, what are you doing for Christmas this year?
You need to help.
And I'm like, I don't know, mom, it's January 6th or it's January 7th. You know, like, it's like, how am I supposed to know already? She's like, well, you need to let me know. Get with Meredith and let me know. And then now it's like, Oyston, what are you doing Christmas 2028? I'm like, Mom, I don't know yet. I don't know yet.
Stop talking to me like a good fella.
Yeah.
She's like, well,
like you're a man.
You need to let me know. You need to let me know.
And my wife.
Oyston.
My wife, Joy.
Also, you're grounded. No, Mom. Come on. She listens to this podcast, so she's going to, I'll be hearing about this later.
Just know, Mrs. Up, that Melissa and I don't think you sound like that.
She doesn't think she sounds like that.
She doesn't.
She does not sound
But my
like
friends
that.
In high school thought she sounded like that. And they
no, they did not.
Yes, they did. They,
no, they did not.
They thousand, that's why I started doing that voice. Like that's that. Why I do that voice for my mom. Well,
that's why your friends in high school.
My friends in high school all thought she people. Sounded like that. Because she does have a bit of a Philly accent. A slight hinge of a Philly accent.
Yeah, but she doesn't talk like this.
No, she does. She says, Austin. That's how they used to say she sounded. And so that's just the voice that I've always done for my mom.
Does your mom know that you do that voice?
Yes, 1,000%. Okay. Yeah, okay. she thinks it's hilarious.
Okay, so this is no surprise.
No, yeah, yeah. So if, I don't think I'd be doing this voice if she did not know that that's the voice that I did for her.
It would be really rude.
Oyston.
Oyston.
Oyston. I'm like, she's not from Jersey, guys. They're like, ah, she's close enough.
She's close enough. Just over a bridge, I think.
Yeah. It's kind of like, how Melissa sounds like this.
She 100% sounds like this.
It's Melissa and Austin.
Hi, guys. I can't do it right now. I've been losing my voice for a while.
Oh, my gosh. Are you okay?
It's been like this for the last few weeks.
When Kyle can't do his Melissa impression, that's when you know things are not going well.
It's like when I was in Philly and I got like car sickness going, like, granted, was I probably a little still hungover from the night before? Yeah, but no further questions.
Yeah, no further questions, Your Honor. Calm my down. Client demands to
you know what?
Sit this
I plead
one out.
The fifth.
He pleads
and while
the fifth.
I drank a fifth.
He did
right,
drink
ladies?
A fifth. And a, yeah.
Yeah, we're having a good time. And I got out of the car, just wasn't feeling well. We get up to this like rooftop bar that's really cool. And I was like, I was finally starting to like, my stomach was settling down. So I was like, okay, but I shouldn't have a drink yet. I should have like a ginger ale or just something to settle my stomach first. And so I asked for a ginger ale. My buddy turned to me and went, wow. You're really not feeling well if you're not getting a drink. It's like, okay, man, like I'm going to drink in a minute. Also, yeah, I'm not feeling great.
You're looking ginger pale.
Yeah, I was. I looked ghost white, allegedly. God, Mel, stop asking questions.
Yeah,
no
geez,
further
Mel.
Questions. One
yeah,
time
no
for
further
me.
Questions.
I'm just sitting here listening.
He pleads the fifth and drinks a 40.
I don't know how you can not feel good, wait for your stomach to settle, and then turn around minutes later and start drinking.
Oh, I'll show you how. I'm just kidding.
Crazy to me. It. Even I was 21 and I didn't do that.
Yeah, because you don't like to party.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah, sorry, Mel. Sorry. Can't hang.
I went to a party school. You learned to rally there.
Ugh. Mel, no, thank you.
Mel went to a an after party school because it closed after she partied there.
That's still wild. That you went to a college that just doesn't exist anymore.
I know.
Is that weird, Mel?
It is weird.
What is on the campus now?
I haven't even been down there. I mean, it's not even that far. It's in Rensselaer, Indiana. Like, if you were to go to Purdue, it's like on your way to Purdue.
And
but.
Like, is
that,
don't.
Rensselaer, that's a real place?
Yes.
Are you sure? Are you sure you didn't just like, this wasn't all just a fever dream?
No.
And you're like, guys, I swear, my college used to be right here. And they're like, where? Hey, right here in Rensselaer. Yeah. Melissa, Rensselaer isn't a place.
Right here in Rensselaer.
Right here in Narnia, you guys.
There was a... The dean was a lion.
Yeah.
And... There was a centaur.
There was a
thing
talking
that,
bookshelf.
There I was walked through the doors.
The centaur taught me English. It was wild.
He had a really hairy chest.
Tough class, though.
I've actually never seen Narnia.
I saw it twice.
I don't think I've seen it. Well, no, times, I did see one, yes.
Both times I didn't want to see it, and I was forced to.
Did you read the books? I didn't even read the books either.
Am I a nerd?
Yeah. Seriously.
You guys are not, like, you guys don't like those kinds of movies or books, right?
Like fantasy?
They're, yeah.
No, I'm not a fantasy guy.
I'm not I like, the books I like are more of the whodunit lately.
Yeah?
Big mystery novel type guy. Like.
Yeah, those are good. The only one that I liked was Train Your Dragon.
How to Train Your Dragon?
How to Train Your Dragon.
I listened to... That was good.
Did you learn How to Train a Dragon?
No,
well, I was listening to
the
that.
Movie I did.
I was listening to that Dragon Smut book, and they released a new one, and I started reading it, and then I started another... I kept... Yeah. I'm on all these like holds for audiobooks, and when they come up, I can't like push them any longer, so I have to like listen to them in that moment, so... I just finished an audiobook. It wasn't bad. It just, the narrator sucked and it was hard to follow. It was about time travel. It was
do
a
you,
lot.
When you listen to a book, do you tell people that you read that book?
No, I usually just say I did the audiobook for it. I'm upfront about it. What am I trying to prove?
I don't say I read it because I didn't.
You'll say like I listened to it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I listened to that book.
I usually say I finished. I just finished the Ministry of Time. Oh. And then they'll ask me how it was, and I'll usually go, the audiobook kind of sucked.
Don't you think, like, a narrator of a book, though, can ruin a book?
Yeah, 100%.
That's the problem.
I keep getting books with British narrators, which I don't mind, but this last one was bad because they didn't, differentiating the voices wasn't as distinct as the last one that I did that had different, like, you could tell who was talking.
Right.
There was also a lot more characters in this book, and they half of them didn't have names.
Yeah, see, that's when you have to do the voices, like, oh, hi, Mrs. Huff. Oh, hey, Melissa, how's it going?
Oh, my God.
Nice to see you again.
See, I just heard Melissa and Austin's mom talking to me.
Right?
I did, too.
You know who's talking.
Yes, you got to do it like
It makes it a whole lot easier.
Oh, my gosh, did
books.
Regis Philbin just walk in?
No, that was my mom.
No.
Regis Philbin. But Kathy Lee.
Oh, wait. Oh, my gosh, Kyle, you're right. Regis is. He's walking in right here. Hey, Regis. Hello, Mrs. Huff. You know, I wanted to walk in here and ask you one question. Who wants to be a millionaire?
And then I heard that one of the Beatles walked in.
Oh, wait, which one? Was it Ringo?
That's what I've heard.
That's right. Ringo. Ringo Starr, the drummer of the Beatles. It's nice being here in America, especially here at the US 99 Studios where you're recording a podcast. I've listened.
Now, Ringo, I've also heard that before being a drummer, you really wanted to be a baseball announcer from the 1920s, but you just couldn't master the voice, which is why we brought in a 1920s baseball announcer to break down how hard his job is. 1920s baseball announcer?
Well, yeah, it's a beautiful day here at Old Comiskey Park. It's brought to you by Wrigley Gum. 5 cents and get you a whole pack of Wrigley Gum. Keep you chewing for 15 seconds at least.
What a room full of stars.
I'm telling you. What else can you do?
I think Keith Urban's here.
Hey, I'm Keith Urban.
That sounds like Ringo.
Ringo, deeper voice.
Ringo sounds a lot like George Harrison.
I'm George Harrison.
Can't tell the difference.
Sounds like it's one and the same.
Here comes one of my bandmates now, John Lennon.
What's John Lennon sound like?
Hello, I'm John Lennon, one of the Beatles.
We have the whole band here.
Yeah, geez, I wish Paul could show up.
Oh, well, he's actually playing Vegas this weekend. That's where Mel will be. But wait, he's here right now. Paul McCartney, how are you?
How are you, Paul?
Hey, Paul.
I'm good. It's me, Paul McCartney, one of the Beatles.
You know, it's great to see you guys again, because I remember seeing you guys... The year was 1820 at the Metro. Don't know if you guys remember that. You guys were spitting some names, spitting some rhymes.
I don't know if anyone that's listening to this podcast remembers that reference the whole episode was just us doing.
Your mom might.
Yeah, my mom might. You know who else might? My father-in-law, who also listens to every episode and will text on the weeks that like we miss an episode. He'll text and be like, "No podcast this week, huh?"
Oh my God.
And he listens like, I'm not joking you. Guys, I'm not joking when I say this. We recorded an episode one time and right afterwards, it was like the last thing we did on a Thursday. Right afterwards, I drove straight home. By the time I got home, actually on my drive home, got a text in the group chat of the family group chat for Mayor's side of the family from him referencing something that we talked about on the podcast.
Wow. And I was there was only one time where... Your father-in-law sent me a message. He emailed me.
Oh, jeez.
And you know why, right?
I think so.
Why?
I forget what
because
the topic
I
was.
Because I made him so happy. He sent me an email and he's like, that was the funniest thing. Thank you so much. And it was because I wouldn't let Austin talk without repeating everything he said. And it made Austin mad.
Yeah, you did it for like 20 minutes one episode. She just repeated everything I said. Were you not there for that one?
Were you not there for that?
I don't know.
I'm a big dum-dum.
No, because you tried to do it. You guys were doing that to me. You did the prank where you kept asking questions to see if I would notice.
Oh, yeah. That was funny.
Yeah, that was funny.
Yeah, that was funny. We all had a good laugh. Did you get an email about that? No? So it wasn't that funny.
Austin's the funniest.
Austin's
the funniest.
Yeah.
Austin is the funniest guy I've ever met. He's so handsome. Gosh, if only he wasn't married.
Really good at repeating and very good at just going, married.
If he wasn't married, I would jump his bones.
All right, boom. Melissa.
There, all I have to do is edit out my voice, and I'm taking that to Monica. Easy. You're getting fired.
Well, nice knowing you, Melissa.
Wow.
Wow.
Can't go a day of work without talking about jumping my bones.
I cannot wait to hear from your father-in-law.
What is the term jump?
Yeah, mainly it's just saying... Yeah, being like, stay away from my son.
Yeah.
He's married.
You are not taking him down with you. What does jump bones even mean?
Sex.
Well, I know what it means. Where? How do we get there?
I don't know. There's a lot of terms that have popped out of, you feel like nowhere. You don't know where they came from. And that here we are with saying things.
And like knocking boots, I can understand.
Like last night, I had dinner with my girlfriends and we were making jokes. And I said something like, you know, did you sleep with a lot of guys? You know, we were talking about sex and stuff. And
I said, a night out with Mel and her girlfriends.
And I'm like, and I was giving one of them a hard time. I'm like, did you get the clap? And she goes, does that even exist anymore? What is that?
Like it went extinct.
And I said, I don't know what it is either. So I had to Google it and it was gonorrhea.
Oh, God.
You didn't know that's what the clap was?
Mel's Google search history has got to be one of them.
Oh, I'm telling
there was
you.
So
where did that come from?
Wait, can you pull up your last...
Where'd the clap come from?
Can you pull up your last 10 Google searches? This will make for good podcasting.
In college, I don't
even know how to do that.
I went to a barn dance. And took a photo with a young woman who
Is she a heifer?
No.
That
was a little rude.
Oh my gosh.
It was
Jesus
a barn dance.
Christ.
Oh my
Heifers
goodness.
Live in barns.
No, that's not it.
That's a little much, Matt. I didn't like that at
Wait,
all.
Wait, what?
Wow.
I was making a barn joke.
Wow. I don't know.
How is that a barn joke?
I don't even want to finish my story anymore. I know what he was trying to do, but that was a little rude.
Wait, what? I was making a joke about a barn animal. He went to a barn dance, and I brought this girl. Was she a heifer? Okay, do not. No, come on.
You want to go?
No. Do not leave. No, stop. Okay, I hate this. Now they're laughing about me in the hallway. That was completely misunderstood. They're literally going in their own, going in the office. Well, it's not the only time I've been alone. This is how I feel on the inside on most days. Alone. With nothing but my own thoughts. And thousands of people listening to them. On the Show After the Show podcast. All right, I got to end this. This is awkward. They're not coming back. Thank you for listening. Rate, review, and subscribe. I didn't mean anything. Like, I was not trying to make fun of the girl that Kyle... Let that be clear. I'm making a joke because it's like of course he didn't take an animal to the barn dance, but I was making a joke because the dance was in a barn and a heifer is a female cow. Do we not know our farm terms? I'm going to be canceled, aren't I?
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.